Hello.
Oh, hi, Richard. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up regarding the account and the past due payment.
Okay. Local Splash. Oh, yeah. You're the guys who were trying to advertise for me.
Yes, exactly. So,
Well, I told you I had a lot of issues with my Google and everything.
What issues were you having with the Google?
My administrator got taken over.
Oh, when you tried to go into the Google business page, you couldn't get in? You had a different administrator?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I noticed that you had never added us as a manager to the Google business page, and maybe that's why. Maybe you couldn't get in. So,
reached out to me over a month ago, and I told you that, and I said, stop taking payments because there's no reason for me to be with you guys because I got to fix this problem.
Let me look here in the notes. There's a note on July 15th that Maria talked to you from customer service. She walked you through the Local Splash dashboard, informed client that he has to add us to his Google business page so we can optimize it. Client said he's in contact with Google to get it back since he had previous employee take over the administrative of the Google business page, and he's no longer with that person. Reminded him the importance of claiming it ASAP, offered call tracking and custom web design, but the client declined. Okay, so it doesn't say anything about canceling on that. It just says that you declined the call tracking number and the custom web design. And then...
Well, yeah, I mean, if I can't do anything with my Google, then what do I need you guys for? Hmm?
Right. So, but what I'm saying is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 24th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So you can cancel the program at any time. However, right now there's a past due balance.
Said that to you guys, and then I told you what was going on, and you said, oh, well, we could help you. So I said, okay, well, I'll sign you up. You never helped me. You never did anything. So why would I pay you?
So we did actually put your business on, let me go back to the dashboard here, 45 directories. We started the Google verification process, which is an advanced process. We've purchased the domain for your website, and we have that up and running. We have you mobily optimized, which means once this gets corrected, your business will come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. But you have to understand one thing, Richard. First page placement takes 30 to 45 days. Your account went into suspension at the 30-day mark due to the payment issue. So you were right on the cusp of having everything explode and get your phone ringing and see a huge impact from this, and everything kind of halted. What was that?
I have no clue how that's going to happen when my Google's not up and running.
Because when the Google business verification team goes into the advanced verification process, Google is communicating with them, okay, we're going to look into it. Give us, 10 business days. We'll get back to you. They get back to us. Sometimes they ask, okay, now we just need a business license from the client just to prove that it's him, or a picture of the storefront with a logo or a work truck. So Google communicates with us what we need of you, and then we communicate that back to you. But all of the work that our technicians were doing along the lines of that verification process halted once the payment started failing. So they don't do any work on a campaign when it's in a past due status. So the good news is once the payment gets up to speed, they kind of go in with Google and they pick up where they left off, and you're only 2 weeks away from having everything explode, because, you know, if it takes up to 45 days and for you every...
Here's how it's going to work. Mm-hmm. So, pay the money, and if it doesn't explode, you're paying me back. Hmm?
So there's no refunds on the money, but one thing I can do to help you out.
Okay, well, you're not helping me out. You guys aren't doing anything.
No, no, hear me out a minute, Richard, because I am going to help you. I'm going to give you a couple of options, which will make this a lot more sensible to you. Number one, I'll put you into friends and family pricing of $149 monthly, so that will save you $50 off the past due balance. And then what I'll do to kind of compensate you for that extra time involved in getting the verification completed on the Google Business page is I'll reset the billing date for today, because I wouldn't want, even if you wanted to pay me, I wouldn't want you to pay me now and then have another payment due on the 24th. That's next week. That's two payments too close together, right? So I would, reduce the pricing to the friends and family, reset the billing date for today, and then on top of that, I'll give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get your business on the first page, get your phone ringing with new clients. That way you'll see the magnitude of what this will do for your business. And then with that extra 2 weeks, you're going to be paid in full all the way till September 26th. So come September 26th, if for some reason you still don't want to continue, that's okay. You can call us and cancel and you won't have any further charges. But I'm confident that you're going to keep it, because I've been doing this for a long time and I've never seen anybody cancel on profit. And I know that you won't either. Once you see, you know, what this will do for your business, you're absolutely going to keep it.
So this is all going to work, even though I can't have any advertising right now.
Correct. Yeah, because we're still in the timeline of where it's going to take to, you know, get some more programming done and some more communication with Google to get it all published and verified. And in the end, Richard, it's actually a good thing that Google goes through that verification. I know people hate it. You know, industry standard, by the way, takes 90 days. We're a premier partner, so we do it in only 30 to 45 days. So we're way ahead of the curve because we're a premier partner to Google. But at the end, what the Google is doing is protecting you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. Because the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have a verified Google listing, which is what we're in the process of getting, you know, that back, because your former employee you communicated with us took the admin access of it. And they can't do that. It's your business, so it belongs to you, right? So there's going to be no problem in getting that access back. We just need to get the account current so we can get back with Google to pick up where we left off.
Well, I talked to Google last night. They said they're trying to contact the person to get the password so they can get in. If they can't do that, then they have to redo all of my Google all over again.
I would suggest that probably whoever you talked to last night was not Google. Maybe it was another company trying to sell you. Because that worst thing you could do is create another Google business page, because that's a duplicate listing and that would hurt your rankings, right? So that's usually, you know, somebody that would tell you that probably is a Mickey Mouse company that doesn't really know what they're doing. So I would be very cautious. And, you know, for you as a business owner, they won't tell you that. A lot of people think, oh, if I work with two or three companies, I'm going to get better results. But actually, they conflict with another and they end up hurting your rankings. Also, sometimes people call you about the Google business page and you start talking
to them.
Hold on one
second. Mm-hmm. Sorry to interrupt you.
No problem, Richard. Take your time.
You still there?
I'm still here, Richard.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was a customer.
Oh, that's okay. I understand. Business comes first for sure. So...
Yeah, so, I mean, I really do want to... the problem is, like, you know, if you can actually... If you're promising all this stuff and you say you could do it, I guess, you know, let's try it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm confident you're going to see a huge impact. And like I said, I'm going to give you that extra time on your billing. I already...
Well, I'm just worried about the Google and everything else because, like, this administrator, whoever the hell is doing this, as soon as she starts seeing traffic, she shuts it all down.
Well, I Googled your business right now to see if I could see it, and it's not live right now, which is good because, you know, last thing you want is to have a listing out there that maybe she's routing calls elsewhere or something, but that's not the case as of yet, which is good. But we'll get it straightened out for you. Like I said, we're the best of the best in the industry. If anyone's going to do it, we will. And then, I already adjusted your billing to that friends and family pricing, so that'll help you out a little bit in the meantime. All I ask is be responsive to us when we call you. So if the technician calls you and says, hey, Richard, Google is asking for this documentation, or can you send over that, just try to get back to us in a timely manner. You know, I don't expect that you drop everything and call back within 5 minutes. But if you get a message, you know, and you call back within the next day or so, things like that will speed up the process because, you know, if we're needing something and we get voicemails and things like that, sometimes it's hard to communicate back to Google if we can't reach a client. And I don't see that happening with you, but I'm just trying to, you know, give you the FYI there, okay?
Yeah, I usually pick up the phone.
Good, good. Yeah, I didn't see that would be a problem on your end, but you'd be surprised. Sometimes I see 3 weeks worth of messages to a client, and then when we finally get a hold of them, they're mad at us that, you know, things didn't move forward, but we're saying, well, we've been trying to call you for 3 weeks, and you know, my pet peeve is when I get a mailbox that's full or something, because, you know, I never understand why anyone would pay a company for advertising, and then when people call, the mailbox is full, you know?
Well, my mailbox is always full.
Is it really? That's funny that I said that then, because I didn't know that. Oh my gosh. Richard, you better, when we get this straightened out, clear that mailbox, send yourself a little sticky note or something once a week to do it, because that might be a missed opportunity if it's a potential client that sees you on the first page of Google and they try to call. If they get a voice mailbox that's full, guess what? They're going to call the next guy.
No, I know.
Yeah, but okay.
I'm trying to get a little better with that, but it's mostly telemarketers that I just send there.
Yeah, you know what's hard, though, to distinguish it is that I never know when my mailbox is full because I don't call myself, right? So I usually wouldn't know unless someone tells me.
Yeah, customers tell me all the time, Rich, your mailbox is full. It's like, okay, I'll take care of it.
There you go. Yeah, like I say, even if you put it in once or twice a month to just go in there and clear it out, it will help you in the long run. So let's get this all up to speed for you. Is the billing address still 140 Route 202?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4135.
Mm-hmm.
7445.
Okay.
1163.
Mm-hmm.
0082.
Okay, expiration.
727.
And then the code on the back?
453. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this ex-employee that has the admin access, they currently are not associated with your company at all, right?
No, not anymore.
Okay, good. I was going to just pass that information on to the technician so that they can communicate that with Google. Okay, so you are all good to go. I got the green light on the payment. and I pushed the next one out with the additional 2 weeks for you, so you're all paid in full until September 26th. And then the only thing you have to do on your end is if they call you and they need some type of correspondence, like I said, just get back to them in a timely manner. And then as far as those other companies that will call you and give you the, you know, perception that they're from Google when they're not, what I would suggest is if anybody else calls you, Richard, and says anything regarding your Google business page, oh, you know, you need to update it, we're from Google, even if they say they need $5, all of that is scam companies. So
oh, yeah,
you're
no, I don't give anybody money.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Because I was going to say,
no,
you know,
I fell for that when I first started the business. Now it's like,
yeah.
I don't even bother. Like, I hang up on you.
Good. Good. That's what I like to hear because, you know, there's a lot of people, like I said, that think, oh, it's legit and it's valid and they pay them and then they call me and I'm like, oh no, that's not a good thing. So yeah. So if anyone calls you, just say, hey, Local Splash is handling my Google listing. You have to call them. More than likely, if it's another company trying to sell you something or a scam company, they're not going to call us because they're trying to sell you something. But it's a good way for you to defer those kind of calls away from yourself. You know what I mean? Then you don't have to spend any time, you know, trying to deal with that because you want to be out in the field servicing clients. So, okay, Mr. Richard, we got you all up to speed. So thank you for updating that. And in the meantime, have a really nice weekend coming up, too.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.